The 11th century opened with the Viking world still powerful, ambitious, and feared, but it was no longer the same world that had burst upon Europe in the 8th and 9th centuries. The age of sudden raids, dragon-prowed ships, coastal monasteries, and seasonal war bands had not vanished completely, yet it now existed inside a more complicated political landscape. Scandinavian kings commanded larger realms than their ancestors had known. Christian bishops stood beside royal courts. Coinage, taxation, Bourbon markets, and written law were reshaping societies that had once depended more heavily on kinship, personal loyalty, oral custom, and the restless prestige of the warrior. Across the North Sea, England was no longer merely a prize for raiders, it had become a kingdom that Scandinavian rulers could govern, tax, defend, and lose. Across the Channel, Normandy had transformed from a Norse settlement into one of the most dynamic powers of Western Europe. Farther east, the Rus world had become increasingly Slavic, Christian, and connected to Byzantium. The Viking Age did not end because Scandinavian ships suddenly stopped sailing. It ended because the world that had made Viking expansion possible was being transformed from within and without. At first glance, the 11th century may appear to be the grand finale of Viking power rather than its decline. This was the century of Knut the Great, who ruled a North Sea empire that joined England, Denmark, and Norway beneath one royal authority. It was also the century of ambitious Norwegian kings such as Olaf Haraldsson, later revered as St. Olaf, and Harald Hardrada, whose life stretched from Scandinavian exile to service in Byzantium and finally to a dramatic bid for the English throne. Scandinavian warriors still crossed seas with confidence. Armies still gathered beneath royal banners. Fleets still carried men who expected wealth, land, honor, and fame. Yet beneath this impressive surface, the foundations of Viking activity were shifting. Raiding was becoming less a decentralized way of life and more an instrument of royal policy. Conversion to Christianity was altering the moral and political language of power. Kings increasingly sought legitimacy not only through victory and generosity, but through churches, laws, saints, dynastic marriages, and recognition by other Christian rulers. In that sense, the final age of Viking expansion was also the first age of medieval Scandinavian monarchy. The change had been developing for generations. In the earlier Viking Age, Scandinavian society was fragmented among chieftains, petty kings, regional assemblies, and powerful families. Authority existed, but it was often personal, negotiated, and unstable. A ruler's power depended on the ability to attract followers, distribute treasure, maintain alliances, and defend honor. Raiding abroad served this system perfectly. A successful expedition could provide silver, slaves, weapons, prestige, and stories worthy of poetry. It could raise a warrior standing and allow a leader to bind men to him through gift-giving. But by the 11th century, this older model was under pressure. Kings who controlled larger territories needed more regular income than raiding alone could provide. They required ports, tolls, estates, taxes, royal officials, and the cooperation of local elites. War remained essential, but it was no longer enough for a king merely to be generous after victory. He also had to govern. As Scandinavian rulership became more territorial and institutional, the freebooting energy that had characterized earlier Viking expansion was gradually absorbed into the machinery of kingdoms. Nowhere was this transformation more visible than in Denmark. By the beginning of the 11th century, Denmark was no longer a loose collection of regional powers looking outward only for plunder. It had become a central player in Northern European politics. The legacy of Harald Bluetooth, who famously promoted Christianity and royal consolidation in the 10th century, still shaped Danish ambitions. His successors inherited a realm position between the Baltic, the North Sea, the German Empire, and England.